Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy Mr. Justin Rudd and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, thanks for sticking with me. We are back with Mr. Samuel Old, and I was describing what I've seen several times. Samuel, what happens with these hogs? The sows will have pigs, and there may be a sounder of hogs, two or three sows that may have a total of 20 pigs. Who knows? I've seen this several times. Three or four coyotes will come in, and they'll start working the perimeter. Well, those sows will get nervous. They know what's about to happen. Well, one of them will run in and grab a pig and take off, and you know, grab it and run with it. We're talking about little pigs. Well, those then they all get excited, those sows, and most of them will leave the pigs just for an instant, and then usually one or two coyotes will jump in and grab another one. But sure, they don't stay gone. The sows come right back, but they have learned how to do this. Maybe it's instinct. I don't know. But they are definitely feeding, the coyotes down in this part of the world are definitely feeding on feral hogs a lot. Now, bobcats are another they're lethal on grown turkeys or whatever, and also deer, not just necessarily fawns either. So bobcats are a factor too, right?
Yes, sir, exactly right. As a matter of fact, I've got here again my buddy Fred. He sent me a couple of pictures off of his trail cameras the other day, and there's this turkey out in the snow in the middle of a field at 11:30 at night. And I thought, wow, you know, that's a little bit weird. That's something's happening. Mm-hmm. Well, the next night, for two nights, in that same camera, right where that turkey had landed, there was a bobcat, and he was looking around and sniffing. You know, they've got an excellent nose on them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the story that told me was that old bobcat, right off to the left of where he's at, there's some pretty good sized pine trees. And of course, that's a selective, perfect spot for turkeys. That's where they like to roost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guarantee you, he had been in that tree and run those turkeys out of it. You know, the bobcat, as far as I'm concerned, is the magnum of the predator. In other words, he can do any and everything, and he will do any and everything. And you're talking about the coyotes, they create opportunity. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what a predator does. You know, if he doesn't have an opportunity, he's going to create one. If he can find the food to create it with,
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, you're not, they're very smart. All animals are smart. But you take predators like bobcats and coyotes and even raccoons, they're going to create opportunity. And that's just what we're saying about the raccoons and the turkeys. I've seen those things, you know, in some of my still shots. I'd have to go back and find them, but I've seen them with turkeys in their mouth going across the snow.
They have to, you know, if they don't catch a turkey or whatever, they don't survive the winter, especially the winters up. Virginia is not known for, I mean, I've hunted a lot up in North Dakota and up on the border and over into Alberta a little bit, not much, but a couple of times. But, yeah, I mean, it gets plenty cold in Virginia where you're at, too. I mean, it stays cold, doesn't it, you know?
You better believe it. Tonight it's supposed to be down, I think the chill factor tonight is supposed to get down to negative 11 tonight.
Ooh,
right here where I'm at.
Everybody down here in Texas are saying, woo, we're glad that's over. We hope it's over. It can come back down here. One other thing I would like to take advantage of.
Okay.
Folks, Samuel, you've probably already ascertained he studies the wildlife and he grooms it. But you've also created the old home place where you grew up. You renovated that thing, And you're in the stage now. It is a people can an Airbnb, right? So people can come in there. The creek runs right beside your cabin. They could come down just for a stay to get away.
Exactly.
But you're in the early stages of forming a hunting operation, and that's I know not a lot about this, folks, because I visit with Sam quite a bit. But at some point, you're going to be able to offer hunts for turkey in the spring.
Yes, sir.
And also for deer in the fall, not for a big commercial operation, but for a select few. And exactly. I tell you what, this is going to be this is going to be an opportunity that probably like none other that I'm aware of. I have a lot of friends that have hunting lodges, several good friends that have hunting lodges and ranches where they offer hunts and all that. But this was going to be kind of a different program. Going to be a kind of an old-time hunt, but a low pressure, but the opportunity to get a good buck or the turkey, I think.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you can find a better place to hunt eastern turkey,
yes, sir.
You know?
Yeah. Your buddy Wade Derby he's going to try to come in here this spring and sort of give me some tips on what I need to do. But yeah, the place that they can stay at is called Craig Creek Shady Rest. That's what it's called. And it's on Airbnb, listed on Airbnb. It's listed on Vrbo.
Yeah.
And, I'm in the early stages of it. And I'm also, talking to the Virginia, Game and Inland Fisheries about stocking some trout down here in the creek where people can come in and fish for the trout and of course we've got muskies and eagles, so you know they're going to get their share. But
it's a Craig Creek or is the name
Craig's Creek? Yes,
is
sir.
It Craig? C R A I G S. Craig's.
Well, now some people argue that they say, well, nobody owns it. You know, it's Craig Creek.
Creek. Uh huh.
It's called everything, you know. Craig's Creek. I always called it Craig's Creek ever since I was a little boy because that's what I heard, you know.
I've seen the pictures. Beautiful creek. Man, well, that's going to be an opportunity. So I want people to connect with you on Facebook. And how
yes,
do
sir.
They do that? I'd like, you know.
All right, they can get on my site. They can send me a friend request to Craig's Creek Deer and Wildlife Management.
Okay.
Like I say, that's on Facebook, and I'm picking up people 4 and 5 sometimes a day now.
Yeah.
You know, people are hearing you folks and hearing me with you guys, and they're really interested in it. You know, once in a while I have to sort of vet it and get rid of a couple, but that's part of it. But anyway, that's where they can find me at Craig's Creek Deer and Wildlife Management.
And fun, folks, it's fun too. You if you enjoy the outdoors, do that. And Samuel posts all kind of interesting things, not only about the animal, but food plots, all kind of stuff. It'd be worth your time to go there. Samuel, thanks. Yeah, go right ahead, buddy. Yeah.
And real soon, you know, just as soon as this weather breaks too, I'll start working on food plots. So I'm going to have more videos of that, you know, instructional videos, and people will really like that, I think.
Oh, and it'd be beneficial to them. Samuel, thank you very much, buddy, for being with us. And I, you know, every time we talk, we bring up some topics that I think most people that hunt and fish think about or you know, have to do, especially this predator control. So thanks for sharing some information, some knowledge with us, and we'll get you back before long. How about that?
That's fine, and the pleasure's mine, Luke.
Folks, I want to tell you about one of my long-term partners, and that is Pyramid Air. The website is pyramydair.com. They're a one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Big bores, little bores, PCP guns, springers, you name it. All different brands, some great air gun supplies, but also a whole lot more. Archery, ammo, optics, shooting and outdoor gear, action sports, all this stuff can be found right there and ordered through Pyramid Air. So remember, go online to pyramydair.com.